Every day we get out of our bunks and before the coffee has time to percolate or our brains haul into full consciousness, some new tweet or soundbite ruins the morning. I'm living as part of a live audience for the Donald Trump show, a reality nightmare that considers itself binge-worthy despite the sinking polls. The plot, if you'd pitched it to HBO execs a couple years ago, would have gotten you laughed out of Tinseltown. Some reality show huckster C, a phony, self-promoting real estate developer with ties to the mob and an empire fueled by banks too nervous to let his New Jersey casinos fold and drag them down too, decides to run for office. Not just any office, mind you, the highest office. And to keep his name in the tabloids, he starts the rumor the current president wasn't born in the United States. You still with me? Well, so this bombastic know-nothing knows this, how to keep the press interested in every outrageous pronouncement he makes. He tweets constantly, angry accusations, outright lies, mostly hysterical nonsense, but the media eats it with a silver spoon. And then the guy starts winning primaries. He attacks his own party, and the voters go wild for it. TV ratings go through the roof. Then he wins the nomination, and you guessed it, he wins the election too, all the marbles. You turned off the TV yet? No? Well, okay, now the mutt is president. What's he gonna do? Well, he doesn't have an agenda, really, so why not keep on doing what's always worked for him? Angry tweets, personal attacks, more lies. The citizens can't get enough. They're part of the show now. We're part of the show now, an interactive plot line. At the United Nations, he stepped onto the world stage, top hat and cane, perpetual sneer, and threatened to destroy North Korea and Little Rocket Man. You expected diplomacy. You haven't been watching the entire first season. And today, Rocket Man called him, get this, a dotard. No, it's not a Korean slur word. It's English. It means, if you're like me and didn't know, an old guy, probably sick and feeble. Oh, and he said he would shoot an ICBM into the Pacific and detonate a hydrogen bomb. I know, you can't wait for the next episode. I'm just hoping this wasn't the season finale and we have to wait for season two. But what a cliffhanger. Great for the ratings.